2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And look who we ran into, Sandeep Kapoor. How are you, Sandeep?
Good. Thank you so much.
And welcome.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.
Oh, anytime. I always love having you in the studio lounge. You're always fascinating, insightful, and a lot of fun to talk to as well. So we like that.
Okay. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, just before we start talking about analytics, how has the conference been for you?
The conference has been overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I'll explain what I mean by that. Is there are a lot of people who are asking questions. And so the main event turns into many side discussions, lots and lots of information, lots and lots of notes, lots of learning. Good questions, practical questions, and lots of things happening. Analytics is really hot.
Well, let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about analytics, because before the recording, we're talking about, okay, what's the latest going on? What's the latest happenings with analytics right now? What are five ways financial institutions can measure success in this area? So, sure. Wherever you want to start, Sandeep.
So, I'll start with how people should measure success, because a lot of people believe that, yes, analytics is good, big data. But the relevance is there's so much data. What do you do with the data? How do you use it effectively? And so you have to prioritize your projects. You have to prioritize your success. The best way to do this is to break it down into five categories.
Okay.
Category number one is, did it improve engagement with the consumer I serve?
Yeah.
Can I talk to my member better? Number two is, can I reduce costs? Number three is, can I drive attributable revenue? So because I did the analytics, because I came up with the next best offer for you, did I score? Revenue is very important. Number four is, can I make my credit union more efficient? Why do I have to scramble to find and do stuff? I need to make it efficient and easy. And the fifth category is compliance. You hear about CECL and all the changes that are coming. We need to make sure that the data we have on people is protected, easy to find, we have access to information. So what I suggest is that you put it under these five categories. You start coming up and putting numbers, priorities, ROI. Pick projects. You can't do everything at once. Focus on the data you need, resources you need, timeline for success, and then start with a pilot.
And that segues into our next conversation, pilots to projects. Tell me the difference here and what it takes to get from a pilot to a project.
Okay, so it's very easy, or it's relatively easy, to say I'll do a pilot where I'll pick a fraction of my members, or perhaps I'll pick a branch and I'll pick a few employees and I'll train them and I'll do things better. But then how do you scale from that project that is a pilot to actually rolling it out to the entire organization? And that becomes tricky, because pilots are manageable, they're predictable, the variables are less. But when you roll it out, you need to come up with a lot of things. Think about the confidence level, you know, stepping back and saying that perhaps we're going to have problems, we need to refocus, we need to adjust. It needs a long-term commitment, but the reality is that if we don't make a long-term commitment to this, fintech will take it away, and that's what we have to be concerned of. We're sitting on a trove of very useful data and information. We've got to leverage it.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And then to add on top of that, credit unions can collaborate with this data. They can collaborate to continue to compete. Is that kind of a fair assessment
stuff? Absolutely. Because, we did a little roundtable amongst a few CEOs yesterday, and we talked to the CEOs about what is the big challenge. Well, you start with a deposit. You start with an account. But then what is your next conversation with that particular member? How do you get them that other product? Everybody has a similar problem. And so what we started looking at is, how do we solve that problem collectively, and what works for one organization works for many. One of the best things that has happened at this conference is yesterday there were 15 CEOs. We were locked up in a room and we brainstormed for about 3 hours. We came up with the 7 key challenges, not my ideas, their ideas. And what the first thing that happened this morning is, we decided that we're going to share it with everybody else. The 15 people said, share it. So we're going to do a webinar. The team at OnApproach is going to do one there.
Okay.
Shared collaboration, learning, building models together. Yeah. I think there is a lot of value in that.
Oh, totally. I can't wait. Let us all know when that's going to occur so we can all join in, because that's really great information that everybody can benefit from, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Mike, as I close out, I'll share something very brief. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, described the world we are in extremely well at the World Economic Forum in Davos. He said there's three things. There's big data, lots and lots of data. There is connectivity, which connects consumers and brands and keeps adding to big data. But there is artificial intelligence that is being used to decipher that data. It's a problem of plenty, and it can only be solved by collaboration. The world is indeed moving ahead.
Great message to end on. Sandeep, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Where can we find you? Where can folks get in touch with you to get you out there?
Sandeep@digitalcredence.com or connect with me on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Will do. There you have it. Sandeep Kapoor. Go talk to him.